All right, let's head over to the kitchen. My mom is standing by for Cooking with Claude. Good morning, Mom. How are you?
Good, honey. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much. I was excited to wake up this morning and see a beautiful piece of what looks like marinated steak. It looks very good.
Yeah, so what I think is great about this recipe is you can use it on any beef.
Ooh, any beef. Wow, that's kind of a game changer. Okay, so what should we call this? Should we call this just like the ultimate marinade? Should we call it that?
I think so. I think it's a good marinade for any kind of I'm not talking about like the big roast, but I'm talking about if you're doing a steak or you're doing hamburgers or, you know.
The beefs. The beefs.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's an old recipe. I'm sure I've done this one before.
Oh, really?
But with Amy Jo breaking her shoulder, I've been a little bit, pressed for time to go over experience, experiment with.
I know what you mean. So for anyone who didn't hear the news earlier this week, yes, my younger sister, the physical therapist, she broke her shoulder slipping on ice. And my mom's been back and forth to Farmington, my little sister. Everyone's kind of going back and forth trying to just, make it work. Usually my mom gets like real, real creative. But you know what? Honestly, Mom, I think sometimes we should do more segments like this because it's really more like having a marinade that's going to take your regular, meat from good to great or extraordinary, like that's actually more helpful for me than going out sometimes and making these meals from scratch that are brand new and I don't know how it's going to come out and I'm going to take extra time. Like a marinade actually is a game changer if you already have like a system in place of I'm going to have chicken and beef and this and whatever. Like this brings your regular routine into something I think with a little spice.
So manageable because it's like, yesterday I didn't know what to make for dinner and I had some skirt steaks and I was like, this marinade is sitting in the little basket.
Can't have it sitting in the little basket.
Yeah, the little basket. And I'm thinking, oh, you're calling my name because I'm like overbooked.
Well, I'm glad it called your name. So how do you make the ultimate marinade is what we're calling it.
Okay, that's great. So what I did was, once you thaw your meat, or let it thaw in it if, you're not ahead of schedule, but you take a half a cup of Liam Perrins Worcestershire sauce, and then you take 3 tablespoons of each of the following, brown sugar, olive oil, and balsamic vinegar. And then you mix this all together. And you may have to double it depending on the size of your steak. But I marinated into 2 skirt steaks all day and pan fried them because these were thin steaks. I pan fried them and they just melted in your mouth. I think sometimes when you marinate something for like 10 to 12 hours or overnight, it's a whole like different piece of meat.
I was going to say, I know that, some people will let it sit for like a half an hour. I know you and I know my husband do the same thing where you put the meat in the day before and you let it sit. And I think when it soaks the meat inside out, I just think it makes a huge difference. I do too. Yeah.
And the other thing I was thinking of this, which would be pretty cool, is like hamburger meat.
It'd probably be so good.
Lay out your hamburgers if they're already made or whether you make them yourself. And those you would probably have to, turn or double the recipe. But I would think that would make an amazing hamburger. I'm so excited to try this with hamburger.
Yeah, that sounds really good. And just really quickly, Mom, because I was writing down all the ingredients, but not the amounts. For the brown sugar, olive oil, and balsamic vinegar, you said how many teaspoons of that?
3 tablespoons.
Oh, 3 tablespoons. Glad I said that. Yeah. So 3 tablespoons of each.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's so simple. And honestly, I know that you could do either or, but I mean, would you recommend, though, having it sit for the night, like overnight? I think so.
I think the more you can marinate, the less you go wrong.
So, yeah, just let it sit overnight.
I took them out. Surprisingly enough, I took my meat out the day before, was going to marinate it that night and keep it overnight until the next day. And my husband threw the steaks back in the freezer. So when I got up the next day, I know he tries to help me and clean up. But the next morning I get up and I'm like, where are the steaks? And he's like, I don't know. I think I put them back. So he put them back in the freezer. So I made the marinade and I put the frozen steaks in the marinade. And don't let anybody tell you you can't refreeze something because they were amazing.
See, there you go. You heard it first here from Claude. So it's the ultimate marinade, and I appreciate you, Mom, sharing this recipe, and I will put it on the podcast, which you can find on WICC600.com. Just click on Cooking with Claude, and you can find today and all other past recipes from my mom. Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, sweetheart, and everybody have a great weekend.
Thank you, Mom. You too. I'll talk to you after the show, and I love you.
I love you too.